We've often talked about how large of an issue autism is. Recent studies show that New Jersey continues to have the highest autism rate in the nation. When we think of autism, we usually picture a child, typically. The reality is that that child is going to grow up and by the age of usually 21 will no longer be able to rely on any of the existing support programs. So then what? This is something that their parents are certainly concerned about and what my next guest is working to address. She heads an organization that encourages the hiring of people with autism by helping to break down the misconceptions people have and limitations people place on those with autism. She is a special ed teacher who created the organization Autism Works Now. Joanne Lara, how are you today, Joanne?
Oh, so good. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Chris.
Well, I'm glad to always talk about this issue because, as I said, New Jersey, which is where we're centered, is the high point with stats for autism, but it's certainly a nationwide, worldwide issue. Joanne's website, by the way, is autismworksnow.org. Talk about how people with autism are stigmatized, to what degree, and what are some of the points that business owners in particular are missing about the potential that people with autism have, nevertheless?
Well, we're looking at 80 to 90% unemployment rate for individuals with autism. So we're now, as the numbers go up, 1 in 54, I think it's the last CDC stats for autism in the U.S. Of course, it's a global issue. They're not working, but they're also not being prepared in the school system. So what the misconception is that the employers are unaware that most of our individuals with autism have what we call splintered skill sets, meaning they're very good at one thing. They could be a numbers person. They could be very good in the arts area. They could be great graphic designers. Microsoft is always employing our mild to moderate adults with autism who are great on the computer and, you know, code, et cetera. So what we really need to do is get the word out that it takes a little longer in the interview process, but that our kids can fit the bill, they can do the job, they are good in the workplace, but it's an education on both sides. We need to educate not only the employers, but also the young adults with autism.
And the stats, by the way, it's 1 in 59. New Jersey is 1 in 34. That's a 20% increase from the last time they did stats for New Jersey and a 15% increase on the nationwide numbers. The idea of communication with those with, and they call it the autism spectrum disorder for a reason. There's just infinite number of levels, degrees that whatever it is that is autism, which that's not even really solidly known yet, it impacts an individual. The saying goes, if you met a person with autism, you've met a person with autism. And is that something that business owners have to get a bit better understanding of, that the limitations might be in the superficial, but the internal desire and the capabilities are as strong as the person that maybe you already have in your hire?
Exactly. What we're doing with Autism Works Now is, and that's a continuation program of Autism Movement Therapy, which is a movement in body-based brain movement and music program that I developed for individuals with autism. I saw my young individuals with autism, my young students who were in the classroom in LA Unified School District and also in my art programs, as they aged, I saw that there was nothing for them, that they were aging out into the back of their parents' house. So we were looking at a school-to-home couch model. And so in order for individuals with autism to fit in the workplace, because many times they don't have the skill set, that's the same skill set. So also one of our sayings is different but equal, as you know, Temple Grandin. So what we have to do is, and that's what we do with Autism Works Now, is it's a program that's a year program. We start in September. We go all the way through May. We meet once a week for 2 hours. We work with a book that we wrote for Jessica Kingsley Publishers, Teaching Pre-Employment Skills to Jobs Training. And we teach the skill sets that are needed, that they're not learning, that they're not being prepared for, especially our moderate to severe young adults. Our mild to moderate kids are much more apt to be able to kind of fit in and work in an environment, maybe a bank environment or other kinds of organizations that require more of a skill set. But our moderate to severe kids, those are the kids that age into jobs that could be great for them, like woodworking, metalworking, horticulture, medical coding. Some of our numbers kids are great; could be great at medical coding, and they do work in that area as well. Restaurant, front of the house, back of the house, hotel. There's so many opportunities in this country to employ our young adults with autism if we can get those organizations to open up to the fact that when they come in for the interview, it's not going to look like your neurotypical interview many times.
Right. We're talking with Joanne Lara, founder of Autism Works Now. AutismWorksNow.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I've spoken with people in the past who have operated programs for autistic individuals, and the consensus is that a person with autism is best in doing something repetitive that you can give them the detailed instructions so they can do it successfully. And when you think about that scenario, that is something that someone like myself, for example, would probably find way too tedious to keep my interest. I'd go looking for another job before the week was done, quite frankly. But is that a situation that a lot of individuals with autism can best serve a company?
I think, you know, it's a good point, Chris. I think, again, we go back to you've met one individual with autism, because we know that their brains like patterns and sequencing, so all of our brains do. We like to latch on to something we get, you know, a pattern, a sequence, something that we can go, oh, okay, I don't have to really think about that anymore. Like driving to the grocery store and back.
Right.
You know, once you do it in your neighborhood a couple of times, if you're new into the area, you have it. You don't have to be thinking, I turn left here, I turn right there. So I think it can be valid, but I think also it's a misconception. You know, that old adage of, like, aren't they somewhere stuffing envelopes, which is like a 50s or 60s, what individuals with disabilities used to do. You know, they used to be put in vans and taken to a big warehouse, and they stuffed envelopes. They really did that. That was a sub-minimum wage job. I think we have to look a little deeper. I think that patterns and sequencing and repetition are good, but I don't think that means that they have to work on an assembly line.
No, I mean, that could be something. That could be an individual creative effort. I've seen autistic individuals who are fantastic artists, for example.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The art area is a fantastic venue for individuals with autism, because a lot of times if we have that communication issue, in whatever form, in a lesser or greater degree, of speech and language and pragmatics of thought, the arts allow us to understand who the person is. Through the art, we can get to know them, especially with our little guys, our little kids in the early elementary school ages, where if they're not speaking, and they might speak, they may be five and not speaking now, but at eight, language kicks in, you know, because that's how it happens with the brain. You might put a tempera paints in front of them and see the colors that they're choosing. And in the beginning, maybe they're choosing only dark colors, purples and blacks, and that allows us to kind of see into their world. What we want to do is work with them through the art. I'm glad you mentioned art, because art's so important in the process of intervention for these young adults and little guys. Through the process of working with them through the art therapy process, if you will, we'll see that change from the dark purples and the blacks to yellows and oranges and reds. It lets us know that things are changing in their thought processes.
Now, your organization is based out in Southern California. Do you make your programs available either through the net or through other means for people?
We do.
People to connect
with? We developed a workshop. My business partner is also a mother of a 27-year-old with autism. And we wrote the book together, and we deliver the Autism Works Now program, like I said, here in Los Angeles once a week at the Ed Asner Family Center. But we also developed a one-day, five-hour train-the-trainer model. And we've done it in Boston, Seattle, and here in Los Angeles. But if organizations that are listening out there want us to come, they should contact me through autismworksnow.org, Susan and I, and come and do the workshop for their staff, their directors. They can even open it up to the community. We also have a work model. We have gloriouspies.org. So about a year and a half ago, I developed a catering company called Glorious Pies, and the kids that are in Autism Works Now, or the candidates, are able to work in the catering company, and they make a paycheck. They get $13.25 an hour. So we developed a job program that is a sister program to the tutorial or the lecture program that's once a week here in Los Angeles. But we, again, we take that Autism Works Now workshop, train the trainer, wherever people want us to come. So if there's people listening and they want us to come, Susan Osborne and I, to come and deliver that program, they should get in touch with us, and we should find a date that works for everyone, and we'll come. We'll teach you how to deliver the 26 lessons. There's 26 lesson plans in our program. So we'll give the 26 lesson plans, meaning is all, you don't have to recreate the wheel. You just replicate the program. And then also, if you're interested or they're interested in a work program, we can brainstorm about what would work in their community and how to go about that.
And this is something that individuals can do, that community organizations can do, local autism groups can do, and probably above and beyond all those, school systems can integrate in and have that special knowledge for the early intervention and the uplifting of the individual before they age out of a school system, which is part of their, as they're in it, part of their support program, along with the various services, organizations that other outside groups offer. So again, to get more information about Autism Works Now, and we learned, too, talking with Joanne here today, that we think of the walls being in front of the autistic individuals. Maybe the walls are in front of us that need to get broken down, especially those who do hiring, to look at these individuals for their potential versus trying to inflict upon them limitations. That's an important difference. I think that Autism Works Now helps us all realize. Learn more at autismworksnow.org, gloriouspies.org as well for the tandem program that Joanne just mentioned. Joanne, Lara, You raise a lot of issues that help us become more aware to create the situations that those with autism are in dire need of, and hopefully more people will hear about your work, join into the effort, and make a huge difference for a great special group of people in our society. Thanks for doing that, for being here today.
Thanks so much, and I always say, assume intelligence. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.